Australian court sides with Light and Wonder in aristocrat copyright dispute. The Federal Court of Australia has ruled in favour of Light and Wonder in its legal dispute with Aristocrat Leisure Limited, permitting the continued operation of the Dragon Train slot machine series in Australian gaming venues. Aristocrat had sought a court order to temporarily prevent the game from remaining on the market, but Justice Stephen Burley dismissed the request on February 7. Although Light and Wonder can continue offering Dragon Train, the court has placed restrictions on the disclosure and publication of the reasoning behind the ruling until further notice. This decision ensures stability for the company and its Australian customers, with approximately 10,000 Dragon Train units currently in operation across the country. Market analyst Mike Hickey of Benchmark Company stated that this ruling removes concerns that the legal battle could impact previously sold games within Australia. Furthermore, Light and Wonder's customers will not be required to make any adjustments to their gaming operations, allowing the company to focus on its upcoming 2025 content releases. This ruling differs from the outcome in the U.S., where the District Court for the District of Nevada issued a preliminary injunction in September. That decision found that Aristocrat had a high probability of proving that Light and Wonder improperly used its trade secrets in the development of Dragon Train. Consequently, the Nevada court imposed a temporary ban on Light and Wonder from selling, leasing, or distributing the game in the U.S. Ongoing legal battle between gaming giants. The dispute between the two companies began in March of the previous year when Aristocrat took legal action, claiming that Dragon Train bore a striking resemblance to its Dragon Link series. Aristocrat alleged that Light and Wonder had unlawfully used its intellectual property, including game design, audiovisual elements, and mechanics, while also accusing the company of engaging in deceptive business practices. Additionally, the lawsuit raised concerns over the involvement of former Aristocrat employees in leadership positions at Light and Wonder, particularly two designers who played a role in developing Dragon Train. Following the Nevada court's decision, Light and Wonder announced its intention to release an updated version of the game, named Dragon Train 2.0, which would address the intellectual property concerns raised in the U.S. ruling. Although the Australian court's ruling does not influence the ongoing U.S. litigation, it allows Light and Wonder to continue its business operations in Australia without disruption. While legal proceedings continue in the United States, the Australian ruling marks a notable victory for Light and Wonder. The company can proceed with the sale and operation of Dragon Train in the Australian market, ensuring that venues using the game will not face any forced modifications or removals. Meanwhile, Light and Wonder remains engaged in its legal efforts in the U.S. while preparing to introduce Dragon Train 2.0 as a response to the Nevada court's concerns.